Chapter 5. A Meeting in the Mist. Poor Rosie had a hangover. It was night, and she wanted to sleep. But Adrian made her walk for hours.
"We must move fast,"
he told Rosie.
"The police will find us and arrest me."
Soon it became light, and Adrian was afraid. There were no mountains in the countryside. It was impossible to hide. Then something amazing happened. A morning mist appeared, and they became invisible. Adrian stopped the cart to eat some food. Rosie's trunk found a bottle of beer. Adrian was furious.
"No! You must never drink beer again!"
he shouted.
"You're giving me a lot of problems, and I don't want to be your owner. First, you arrived without warning,"
Adrian continued.
"Then you destroyed a market and almost killed the master of the hunt. You danced with Lady Fenneltree and destroyed her house. Now the police want to arrest me. And are you worried? Are you sorry? No!"
Rosie closed her eyes. It was impossible to know her reaction. Rosie didn't like shouting. She moved far from Adrian sadly. But the mist was thick, and it was difficult for Rosie to see. She crashed into a caravan with a big sign. It read, "Black Nels, Spells and Fortune Telling." A strange woman appeared. She looked like a witch.
"You shook my caravan,"
she shouted angrily.
"Leave immediately, demon."
"Firstly, I'm not a demon. Secondly, it wasn't me,"
explained Adrian.
"It was my elephant."
"Elephant?"
replied the woman.
"Are you crazy?"
She began to say a magic spell. Then she saw Rosie and stopped.
"Oh, you told the truth,"
she said.
"There is an elephant, and I see that it will bring you love. Move on, stranger. Cross the railway lines. Then you'll come to a good place for you. Listen to my words. I tell fortunes. I can see the future."
Rosie pulled the cart to the railway lines. She tried to cross the lines, but the wheels became stuck. Rosie pulled and Adrian pushed. It was very difficult. He didn't hear a train approaching. Finally, the cart moved to the other side. But the train hit Adrian and threw him in the air. Adrian fell to the ground, unconscious.